Thanks, guys, and I'm pleased to be here in Radio City Music Hall with the first draft pick of the Chip Kelly era, Lane Johnson, offensive tackle from Oklahoma, just an athletic freak. Lane, I was just talking to you for a few seconds off camera. You said that you knew if you got to the Eagles pick that they were going to select you. Why were you so confident?
I just felt like I had a vibe with them. I mean, maybe with Coach Kelly, Mr. Lurie, and Howie Roseman, and Coach Stout. I mean, it's got a great vibe for them. And knowing that they ran a similar offense there at Oregon, Chip did, and I knew it would be a great fit. And, the private workout went really well, and I talked to Coach Stout, just yesterday. So I had a good feeling for him.
Talk about that private workout with Coach Statlin. What are some of the things that he did with you? What gave you that sense that, you know, this could be a perfect marriage, you coming to the Eagles?
When he went down, he went to my high school down there in Texas, and we did a bunch of combine drills and some flexibility drills, and I think he realized, how athletic I was, and now that he got some time with me, and we did a bunch of blocks that I guess is going to be implemented into the scheme, and did those. And after that, he said I did a really good job and kept in contact with me and my father. So, and after that, I had a really good feeling with them.
You have the family here. How excited are they to see you coming off stage and you're making your way through the crowd, shaking hands, and knowing that you're going to be landing in Philadelphia as a brand new Eagle?
I think they're relieved. I think they had a feeling that, Philly was going to be the place. So I think they're very happy, the outcome, and I know I am, and I'm just ready to, get there and put my hard hat on and get to work.
Lane, can you believe that when you started your college career as a quarterback that you would ever envision yourself transitioning to offensive tackle and becoming a top five selection, a number four overall pick in the NFL draft?
I mean, it's hard to realize now. I mean, growing up, I was always a skill position, so it's always a position that you got a lot of notoriety about. And then, offensive tackle isn't really a sexy position, but it's a position in dire need. If you're going to have a good team, you need to protect the quarterback and be able to allow the quarterback to throw and allow some running lanes. So, it's just a true blessing to be where I'm at. It's been a long road.
So then, the offseason process, you're going to the Senior Bowl, you dominate there, some great practices, and then the combine, you blew everyone away with your workout. When did you get a sense that all this would be possible, that you could be an early first-round selection?
I think probably after the combine. My main focus was to go to the Senior Bowl and show people that I'm a football player, not just a test freak or whatever you want to call it. So after I got that done, I knew the combine was going to be icing on the cake. And just hearing all the buzz lately, I mean, people projected me in top five. You take it for what it is, and here I am now, so it's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy, I guess.
How did the competition in Oklahoma, I think, prepare you, even though you only played two seasons of offensive tackle, for the rigors of the NFL?
Well, I think a lot of SEC gets a lot of hype with their defenses, but I think there is some solid defenses there in the Big 12, and I went against people like, Bjorn Warner there at Florida State, and ACC went against, Alex Okafor, Jackson Jeffcoat there at Texas. So I went against some, pretty good competition week in and week out, and I think it's really helped me prepare for where I am now.
So who was on the call when you picked up the phone and it was the Philadelphia Eagles?
It wasn't Coach Kelly at first, and it was Coach Kelly talked to me, and then the Coach Stout talked to me for a little bit.
What did Coach Kelly have to say? Because obviously, everyone wants to know what the new coach is saying. So what was the welcoming message? Was it something as simple as, are you ready to be an Eagle?
We're ready to get you here and get you started kind of deal. Coach Stout, he kind of reassured me that he's happy about the pick and just glad to, I guess, that I'm on board now.
What do you know, Lane, about the city, about the fans, about the Eagles organization from going through this draft process?
I think as far as the fan base, you don't get a better fan base. I remember watching the movie Invincible, and I was like, man, I mean, these fans here, that's what it's all about. What I like about it is it's a blue-collared, city, and the guys that take pride in what they do, and especially with their sports. And, I don't think there's a better place to be.
Lane, we are excited to have you as the newest member of the Philadelphia Eagles, the number four overall pick, offensive tackle Lane Johnson out of Oklahoma, now wearing midnight green as a member of the Philadelphia Eagles.